Sir?
Latasha Marshall is waiting for a cab. She sits in the lobby of a Hilton Garden Inn, which is serving as her living room for the week. The Environmental Protection Agency put her up at the hotel so they can deep clean her home after it tested for high levels of lead.
The other night when we first got here, I was like at ease. I slept good, and I haven't been sleeping like that at home.
Once it's clean, she can return with her daughters, ages 11, 16, and 17, but not to stay. Her housing complex sits on a Superfund site, where the soil contains lead levels over 100 times higher than what the EPA says is safe. This is especially hard for Marshall, because this home was the first she could afford in several years. She moved here after living with relatives in Chicago, Illinois.
You know, and it's hurtful. You know, I wake up sometimes, I'd be just like, man, you know, what's the next step? Or what are we gonna do, you know?
The cab arrives.
We're on our way to pick my daughters up from the school, Central and Kerry Gosh. We got a cab here sent by EPA to take us to the school to pick the kids up.
When the cab gets to the elementary school, students are just leaving the building, but they are fleeing toward cars and buses from the new Kerry Gosh Elementary School. One section of soil at the old building tested at dangerous lead levels, so Superintendent Paige McNulty decided to move the hundreds of students to a former middle school located across town. McNulty says she made this decision quickly, 9 days before school started, which is when she found out about the contamination.
Well, we made the decision on a Saturday, and school started the following Monday, so we literally had about 5 days to move the school.
And McNulty faced a bigger problem.
Again, it was a middle school, and the school we were moving was a pre-K through sixth grade, so I had little biddies moving to a middle school arena.
So in those 5 days, contractors worked 18-hour days to lower water fountains and toilets, put the IT infrastructure back in the school, and get the kitchen up to code. The district received a $3 million loan from the state this month to pay for these costs, plus future construction, to make sure the building becomes an elementary school. McNulty is also trying to make the students feel safe at school with so much uncertainty surrounding their lives. For example, Marshall's sixth grader, Ashley, had no idea what lead was until she heard it was under her home.
No, I'm kind of like, what is it? Then they mentioned that it was poison in the underground, and it had been in there for over 40 years, and they didn't tell us.
To help kids like Ashley, McNulty says they're bringing the discussion into classrooms, too.
So the teachers got together, and they've written lesson plans on water, air, lead, soil, so that the kids feel like they were getting some sort of education about what's happening in their lives, so it's not a scary, unknown thing, and we're trying to use it as a teachable moment.
Now that the students are settling in and the district received the loan to address construction costs, McNulty is more worried about the 200 students that switch schools because of the lead. Because the way school funding works in Indiana, the money follows the student. When students leave, the district loses money, and McNulty is watching her state funding dwindle.
We get $7,200 per student, so we've already lost about $1.5 million.
And leaving East Chicago in the school district is exactly what Marshall is thinking about, too. She moved to East Chicago from inner city Chicago, Illinois.
I wanted to leave Chicago. I didn't want to be there, you know, with all the violence and everything going on. And kids, really, the kids are not safe. Nobody's safe. But the kids were, you know, that was my big issue. And I wanted to bring them somewhere to a little bit better environment. And apparently not.
Marshall and her girls tested negative for lead poisoning. So now she's hoping her voucher from the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Agency to move covers the cost of getting back to Chicago, but to the suburbs this time. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.